You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Razaban for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm delighted to have with me today on Zoom my man, Shaqon Peters. Shaq, it's been a while. I don't think I've spoken to you this year, so a belated Happy New Year, firstly.
Happy New Year to you and the family as well, man. It's good seeing you.
Firstly, how are we? How's the family? How's everybody?
All good, man. As I say, as best as we can be in these tough times. You know, it's challenging for everyone out there, everyone's family in these times. So I'm just grateful that, you know, all my family's fit and healthy, and those who did, you know, suffer from COVID, I've made a full recovery and everyone's fine.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. Obviously, I know the restrictions are easing now and things have started to open, retail shops and other aspects of society have now opened up. But is it for yourself as well? Obviously, as fighters, we know that you guys are practically self-employed. If you don't fight, if you don't have a date, you don't get paid. So yeah. The fact that the economy is going to start moving a bit more, hopefully fans back in the stadium, it's a bit of positive news for the whole country.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it'd be a lie if many people say they don't miss the fans. But at the same time, as professionals and as fighters, we also have to count our blessings, because there's many fighters who are in the smaller horse shows who have not even fought probably since 2019, 18, because of obviously this whole COVID thing coming in. So it's a blessing that the obviously economy is moving forward and obviously fans could come back in the arenas. It's obviously always good to have that atmosphere, but you know, I'm blessed and I'm grateful for the position I'm in, where I've still managed to get fights and be busy. So, yeah, man, those count my blessings.
And it's mad to think, because I think I saw you, last time I saw you face-to-face was March last year at the press conference for Sajid.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And we were talking about how excited you were, because the fight's going to be not far from Birmingham and you're going to be able to bring your fans and friends in as well, and it's going to be a huge opportunity for you to showcase your skills on terrestrial TV, and then boom,
that's it.
COVID hits and you fought about 4 or 5 months later, but obviously behind closed doors.
Yeah, man, that's it. Like, you know, it was my first headliner. You know, had many people pop me up, many of my local supporters and new fans, you know, who just obviously follow my journey. And they were just like, obviously everyone's inquiring tickets and I'm pointing them in which direction, where to get them. And then bang, as you say, man, just all of that just got head tapped, literally no fans, nothing. But again, as I say, man, we're in a situation and in a position where we're fortunate. I still fight on, you know, main terrestrial TV, Channel 5. And, you know, Mick Hennessy and the team has been good at obviously keeping terrestrial TV alive for the fans as well. So it's good that, you know, we've got a lot of positive things in the pipeline, obviously, going forward. As you say, fans could come back and it's still being shown on terrestrial TV. So, yeah, man, always good.
Good to hear. Obviously, the date confirmed now is May 22nd. So you're about a month away now from getting back into the ring. In terms of opponent wise, any updates yet?
We had a few in position, but since then a few fell through because obviously the COVID restrictions and things like that as well. And a lot of people obviously already tied up in fights as well. So I've not got a solid opponent as yet. But, you know, as I say, man, I do want, you know, I've always wanted a test or whatever it is, and I want to carry on moving forward in the right direction for me and my career. And obviously it's something which my team will put in place. But hopefully in the next, you know, couple of weeks coming down the line, we'll have someone in place.
Shaq, how have the last 4 or 5 months been for you? Obviously, you took that loss in December, I believe, just before Christmas. Kind of, how have you kind of coped since?
It was tough, you know what I mean? I'm open about that. It was tough. It was my first loss. I'm not used to losing anything, to be honest. I'm very competitive. I expect the most out of myself. But you know, I've had a lot of good support from my family and friends. You know, a lot of people obviously always like, look how far you've come, but you don't see that. And I wasn't trying to see that, because at the end of the day, I'll do that once I'm, you know, I put the gloves down, then I look how far. I've never been that kind of person to be like, oh yeah, happy where I am, and think I always want more. As long as I'm an active fighter, I'm always going to want more and I'm always going to expect more of myself. But it's one of those things, as I say, you know, I took the loss on the chin, the better man won on the day. Would I like to run it back again? Of course I would. But in the meantime, obviously, until our paths cross again or whatever it may be, I'm saying obviously keep going forward with my career. But there was, you know, we had a few hiccups in that camp. You know, my coach, my manager and coach, obviously both of themselves had COVID and also with the weight as well. You know, we had issues going into that. But it's all fine. You know, it's a part of learning. There's some camps that go smooth. There's some camps that don't go smooth as always planned. But, you know, you live and you learn from them. But I'm in a better place. Obviously, I'm in a good place now. I've took it on the chin and I'm moving forward, man. And just working every day hard in the gym and just, you know, bettering and focusing on ourselves and, you know, myself, sorry, and my own game.
Jack, do we live in this bizarre world where everyone looks at Floyd Mayweather and says, this guy was undefeated. You know, I want to become undefeated as well. I want to earn as much money as he did. The reality is, you know, fighters want to fight the best fighters. The greatest of all times in the past all fought each other, took multiple losses and came back. And a loss doesn't define a fighter. But we live in this crazy world where if a fighter loses, I know that social media is so powerful now that everyone jumps on the bandwagon and say, you know, he's crap. He wasn't supposed to ball. He needs to find another job. So you kind of have to just ignore that completely and just say, listen, I'm involved to fight the best. If I lose another 2, 3, 4 fights, I lose them. But I want to fight the best. I want to see how far I can go.
I think for me, you know what? As much as I respect the fans and people involved in boxing, we live in this society where people rather be armchair fans. It's easier said than done. It's like, I've seen some silly comments on the fact of, like, for example, like, you've got Wilder, for example, who smashed through many opponents. It doesn't matter who people may have thought he fought or whatever, but he has one loss to a very good Tyson Fury, and then people all of a sudden are putting him on the shelf thinking he's finished. It was the same with Joshua. You know, Joshua has suffered his first defeat to Andy Ruiz. Everyone was looking and saying, oh, he's hype, he's finished, and this and that. He came back, he pinged the head out of Ruiz. And then, you know, look where he is now, saying with White, the list goes on with many of these fighters. So I don't pay attention to what anyone else wants to feel or think about me out there, because, again, it's my career. The only thing what matters to me is what my family and friends, their perspective on my career and things like that. And, you know, I'm doing right by them as well, making them happy, because at the end of the day, they're the ones who I'm going to be coming back home to and going to be involved in my life. But it's mad, yeah. Social media, you can't follow social media, as I say, man. They're on you. They'd be your biggest fan at one point. You take a loss, they're not your biggest fan. You know what I'm saying? So it's part of life, innit? For me, I'm just going to do what's right for me and focus on my game. I know there's a lot more for me to offer and give. And it's boxing, as you say. You know, you get in a fight, I want to be in good fights. I want to fight the best, you know, and I want to keep pushing forward to do that. These things are possibility, but it's not the fact that I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. You know, a lot of good fighters themselves have taken losses and it don't define them. But the way I see it, my box rec's there for life. You know what I mean? It's going to be a thing where my daughter's going to see, my future grandchildren are going to see. So I do take it serious. You know, I want to do the best I can. And if that meant trying to go through my career without a loss and putting that pressure on myself, then so be it. I'm that fighter. That's what I do. You know, I'm in the fight game. I want to be the best. And that's what I'm saying. Going undefeated would have, in my mind, put me up there with that. But I'm not saying that, oh, now that I've had a defeat, I still can't push in that direction. Of course I can, but it's just that I'm competitive my own self. I never want to take a loss. Some people say it's fantasy land, but I just say it's belief. It's how hard I train as well. And I don't get up in the mornings to run to accept any defeat or feel that I'm going to lose. So every fight I go into, it could be, I don't care who it's against. I'm confident in me and, you know, I always going to back myself. So, but like I said, it doesn't define, but going forward, you know what I mean? I don't want to experience that again, of course.
No, absolutely. In terms of the plan now, what's on your agenda? The next 12 to 18 months, is it trying to get back into those top British title makes? Is it the European level next? What does Shikhan want over the next kind of 12 months?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'd want to push on. I'd want to push on to the likes of, you know, the international scene, you know, improve my world ranking or something like that. You know, I'm not obviously 24 yet anymore or anything like that. You know what I mean? I'm 31 now, so not saying that I'm old or anything like that, but I'm getting older compared to a lot of other fighters who are coming up. So for me, I'd want to push on to the international ranks unless it made big sense to me. And it's something we, you know, me and my team and, you know, Mick Henderson, that we sat down and thought we consider for a title of the British, then cool. You know, any of these British or whatever titles. But for me, I'd want to push on to other titles.
Just going back on what we just spoke about trying to be great, daring to be great and taking those risky fights. And if you lose, you lose. But you went in there. Obviously, a good example is obviously Craig Richards. Now, he went in there with Buglioni, I think with a week's notice or 6 days' notice. And he took, top of my head, it went the full distance and he lost unanimously on points. Mm. He's now going in there with Dmitry Bivol now, which is next week on Saturday. So, firstly, what do you make of that fight? And is it a fight that do you think Craig should have taken at this stage of his career?
I think it's a fight that most of us would have taken. You know, when you're in a position, a lot of fighters dream to fight for a world title. You know, he's done a lot, to be fair, to his credit. He's done a lot at the English scene, domestic scene. And he's been obviously in that position for a while. It's a tough ask. You know, Bivol's obviously a great fighter. He's a good fighter. But like at the same time, you got to dare to be great. Like you said, you know, I wish him nothing but the best with that fight. I hope he does do it. It'd be good for British boxing as well. And, you know, good for his family and everything like that as well. So I'm not the kind of person to sit back hoping on anyone's downfall. You know, although there's so many great boxers in our domestic scene, I wish them all the best. You know what I mean? We're all in it for the right reasons, really. And obviously bettering ourselves, our families or whatever it may be. So in regards to that for Craig, I do wish him the best. And like you said, it is a good example. You know, there's many fighters, well, not just Craig, though. There's many other fighters who's taken losses. They bounce back. They put themselves in a prominent, you know, position. So fair play to him, as I say, man. You know, he kept chipping away. He probably thought he weren't getting certain opportunities, but now he's got obviously a massive opportunity in fighting for Bivol. And, you know, things can happen, man. Things could happen in boxing. So I wish him the best with that, for sure.
Another fighter comes to my head, and only comes to my head because he's fighting on the same card, main event, Derek Chisora, Joseph Parker. Derek's been around for a long time. It's mad to think he's had about 8 or 9 losses in about 30-odd fights, 32 fights. So it's about 30% losses almost. Next week he's still headlining pay-per-view, and it's not Parker Chisora, it's Chisora Parker next week.
You know what it is? I think he's just one of those characters in boxing year where he's liked, and it, like, everyone just likes how rough and ready he is, man. He's just game. You keep coming, you keep fighting, you keep swinging. But like, he's obviously got a good relationship as well, you know, with Eddie Hearn or whatever he's promoting and things like that. And he, you know, he sells no matter what it is. People want to see him fight, you know, even though he may not be the best skilled fighter, he comes to fight. So people want to see that. Fans want to see that. So, you know, he's put himself again in them positions where, you know, he's been working and like I said, he comes back. And I watched an interview with him actually recently where he was just like, you know what? So what? If I get in the ring, I lose. His attitude's kind of, he don't put any pressure on himself. He just goes in there. If he loses, so what? You know, we go again and things like that. But she's always cool, man. He's a cool guy, even outside at the ring, you know, he's a cool person. So it's good to see him obviously making good moves in boxing and doing his thing.
Who wins that fight next week?
Chisora Parker. It's a tough fight. They're both, none of them, I know it's going to be them both just probably swinging in the centre. Both powerful as well, man. It's a tough one. Obviously, Chisora's coming off a few losses now. Parker's just come off that win. Is it just a win of his last fight? I can't remember his opponent, but I know he come off a win. It's a tough fight, man. It's a tough fight. I had time to even think on it off, but I don't know. I'll back Chisora, but again, man, it's a tough ask, man.
Shaq, over the last couple of days, we've seen all sorts of fighters across the UK, America, calling out Jake Paul. I haven't seen you calling him out yet.
I don't deal with it, a YouTube thing, man. You know what? That's their thing, man. I leave them. You know what? Fair play to him. Obviously, he's opened up a niche market, a new thing himself, where he's using his platform to, you know, elevate interest within them fighting in boxing. But it's not even just them. You've seen certain rappers do it, man. There's British rappers doing it now. I know, what's his name? That bouncer, Play Dirty. You probably don't even know who he is. But I know I've seen some things on them. You got that little man. They're all just doing their own little fights, man. So, you know, if they're all making money on that market, that's up to them, man. I stay out of that way. I let them do their thing. But now I'm not into the whole me mixing my legacy with the YouTube fighters kind of thing. But who knows? If he was to call me out, man, and he was to offer me the right money, who knows? You know what I mean? I wouldn't say no to punching him up for that. But that. I kind of just stay out of the way of it though, man. I let them do their thing. But again, that's their thing. I'm not knocking them. If they can see something, you know, where they can make an opportunity out of something, then who am I to say any different? You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Cool. All right, Shaq, thank you so much for giving me a little bit of time today, my man. I look forward
no worries,
to the announcement of your opponent, and I'm sure we'll catch up during fight week.
Yeah, definitely, man. I appreciate it.
Always, always. Shakan Peters, yeah. IFL TV, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.